kwedu sipa mwe mnyengetera takatos wedu
as we bow our heads
ni moyo yedu
with also our hearts
sikapa nguwai kuna mata
we want pray
but I would only chikumbiri cha mata masikati ano
you might have a prayer request this afternoon
ngaradzere nekusimudza ruoko rwako kuna Ishe
you can show by raising your hand and the Lord
We have a request
to remember our sister Chipo Mari.
She
is not feeling well.
There is also a
prayer with me here.
Baba vedu, vari kumusoro kudenga. Tinouya pamberi, tichikuchenyasha masikano. Tichikutendai, tichitungamirira kwamaita. Tiuye mukati memba yenyu. Tumirai. Kuti tinzwe kutaura kwenyu baba tinotenda pakati pedu makavimisa mukati meshoko renyu mukati panoungana vaviri kana vatatu muzita rangu tichange ndiri kupakati pavo masikati ano tiri kupfuura vaviri tiri kupfuura vatatu hatina kuungana muzita remunhu kana kusimudzira munhu kwete tichaungana muzita renyu tenzi Jesu Kristu Shoko rakazururwa munguva ino yokupedzisira ndimivoga vatinoda kuona nokunzwa pakati pedu tinokutendai kuziva kuti amuuye nokungozotarisa ishe zviri kuitwa nevanhu baba asina kupai mukana wokuti muuye imi nokuzoita muri pakati pedu muri mwari munopodza urwere hwose muri mwari munodzoreredza Muri mwari munopa simba muri mwari munopa upenyu muri mwari munoropa fadza tinokumbira itenzi kuti sanganai nevana venyu ishe pane chikumbiro chapiwa pamusoro pehanzva dzichipo tinovakumikidza mukati memoko enyu tenzi wakanaka imi Jehovha Rafa mupodzi wezvirwere zvedu zvose kuti mubate nokupodza hanzva dzedu Pane muchekawo zvakare ishe wandakaisa maoko angu pamusoro pavo. Baba pane chikumbiro chiri kumirwa nemuchekawo. Tinokumbira chizoro chomuya mucheni chiende nemuchekawo. Baba hama kana hanzvadzi kugamuchira chikumbiro. Vakawanda vanhu venyu vasimudza maoko. Pasi peroko rumwe nerumwe pane chikumbiro chamunoziva imi tenzi. Nokuti makataura kuti sata tokumbira munoziva zvatinenge tichida. Asi tinoratidza kwedu nekusimudza maoko kwamurimi shema kana kapindirai pane zvinhano zvevana venyu muvape sokukumbira kwavo masikati ano mukambotaura pane imwe nzvimbo mukati meshoko vauya kwamuri vaine zvikumbiro mukati ngazive kwauri sokutenda kwako tinokutendai kuti shoko renyu rinotaura zvimwe chete masikati ano kuvanhu venyu vari kutenda tingazive kwavari sokutenda kwavo nokuti vagamuchire vanorwara vagamuche kupodzwa ishe vane mibvunzo ngaipindurwe vakaremerwa mubvise mitoro ishe baba vane matambudziko akasiyana siyana ari makataura ukatiturirai yose kwandiri ndine hanya nemi patinopedza shumira inoti kuti zvakanaka sei kuva mukati memba yamwari nokudzokera kudzimba dzedu tine mufaro tinonamata tichikumikidza zvinhu zvose mukati memaoko enyu musari nokosha Zita ra Ishe Jesu Kristu vana venyu vachati Amen. Hallelujah. Tipeshe chipo chokombera masikati ano. Tinokwa saimo semuzara Jesu Kristu ati ngare zvinhu pasi.
We want to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. You may be set.
Amen. Tichakumbira sister Chipo Mari. Pane request yapiwa vakuna sister Danga zvoti varipo here Chipo Mari.
Is there sister Chipo Mari?
If she
is here, stand. May God bless
you. We are
happy to be with
you. You
may be seated.
We believe
God heals all our sicknesses.
Amen.
And He's gonna heal you.
This is a notice of a visitor from Brother Brian Tumbare.
Panejiziso jemendi, bakuna ama Brian Tumara.
Says we have Gogo Tumbe with us in service today.
Anza Gogo Tumbare, mu service.
Oh, tshakumbira Gogo Tumbare, wasimuke tivacherechedze masikati ano.
We may ask Gogo Tumbare.
Mai varikumashuro, mwari vakuropa fadzei. Tinofara kuva nemi, garai zvenyu pasi.
We are happy to be with you. You may be seated.
Right. This is from Brother Akim. He says,
Brother Akim,
I've come to church with my friend Tariso.
Andawiane shamwari yangu Tariso.
I pray God speak to him.
We
may ask
Tariso to stand so that we may recognize.
Amen. We are
happy to be with you.
Amen. You may
be seated.
And I have this one from Brother John Damascus.
We have this from Ama John Damascus.
He says, I came to church with my daughter Anna Jones.
Anze ndauya ku church nemwana sikana wangu Anna.
Chakumbira Anna to smuke. Okay, she's already up. Anna to stand. I'm
happy to be with you here.
Muzukuru.
Is the niece.
Muzukuru kwandiri. Tinofara kuona. I think Kudzai is in service this afternoon, my Mzukuru.
Kudzai is in service.
I don't know what I want. Kudzai.
My name.
Oh, yes. Tinofara kuwana Kudzai.
We are happy to be with Kudzai.
Mzukuru wangu.
He is my nephew.
Amira zvakupasi.
May be seated.
Right. Pane munguva yatakambo simudza mumzukuru ndakati Kundai.
There was a time which I recognized my nephew Kundai.
Saka Kudzai na Kundai my sisters.
Those are sisters.
Right. Vanasikana vehanzvadzi yangu Mejuri Mavedzenge.
They are my daughter, my sisters.
My cousin's sisters, children, his daughters.
My cousin's sisters, children's daughters.
Right. Vanasikana the old timers, they know Mejuri Mavedzenge.
They know Mejuri Mavedzenge.
Right. Vanasikana vake.
Saka
tinofara kuve navo.
We are happy with them here. Yeah?
Somehow the Lord is speaking to my vazukuru to come and be with Sekuru.
Tinofara
kuve navo. But the same.
The same remaining.
Right. Kundai the same.
Must tell same.
Right. Mura kuda ari kwera. Okay, Kundai.
Mara kuropa fadze.
Right. Yeah, taure same kuti tirikumuda.
You must tell same that we.
Right. Adzono tine vangu vayenze here vane masters na kunzwa kuno mberi.
Do we have other visitors whose names were not called out?
Chakumbira vasimuka na paina masters na kupiwa kuno mberi simukai tikucherechedzei.
We may ask you to stand so that we may recognize you.
Karipo.
If you are here.
Right. Okay. No, it's fine. Now yesterday we received news that sister Abby's elder sister Petronella went to be with the Lord.
Nezoro taka gamshira naudzi no swisa kuti sister Abigail.
Many of you know our sister who sings here, Sister Abigail.
Munoziya dzedino imba pana pa Sister Abigail.
Elder sister passed on in Bulawayo yesterday.
Mukomao aka sita ku Bulawayo nezoro.
She had been experiencing some complications.
Vanga vane netso zvanga zviri pavari.
She was admitted in hospital.
Vanga vari ku hospital.
And the things seemed to be getting better and she got this.
Zvino zvaita nge zvavanani vakatoburitswa.
And when it seemed like she was recovering well,
vazvazvakuita nge vaku recover,
the Lord took her home.
Mwari vakavatora kuenda
kumusha. So I was talking to the father last night waiting for the other daughter to Canada.
Vakamirira mumwe mwanasikana wavo ari kubva ku Canada.
And be on Tuesday.
Kuratwa kwavo maybe musi we Tuesday.
So let's remember the family in prayer.
Ngatirangarirei mhuri iyi mumunyengetero.
Amen. Let's stand up on our feet.
Ngei netsoka dzedu.
What about the seven visions?
Masikana tiri kutaura pamusoro pezvi seven.
My vision.
My vision, all right, yes. My visions.
Right. Pane mamwe mazuva atinongo chacho akadaro kuti anyasoreva zvaari kureva.
My visions.
Right. Seven visions.
Seven, my vision.
Amen. My vision, man.
My vision, man.
Amen. Right. Let's read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. The Lord will help me to stick to my notes.
Mwari vandibatsire kuti ndirambe ndiri muma notes angu.
So that we finish our subject.
Kuti tipedze chidzidzo chedu.
Not finish, you know, the word of God.
Hatipedzi shoko ramwari.
You can't finish the word of God.
Hatikwanisi kupedza shoko ramwari.
Amen. Right. From the first verse it says, but of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you.
Asi kana nguva nemisi hama dzangu henyu nyorerwe.
For yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in.
Nokuti imi mumene muzvizwa chinosika sembavha usiku.
For when they shall say peace safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
Kana vachiti rugare nokugarika ipapo kuparadzwa kuchakurumidza kuvawira sokurwadza kwomukadzi une mimba akatongopukunyuki.
Right. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief.
Asi hama dzangu kuti murima kuti zuva iroro rikubatei sembavha.
Ye are children of the, you are all of the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness.
Nokuti imi muri vana vechiedza navana vamasikati usiku kana verima.
Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.
Naizvozvo ngategere kuvata asi tirinde tisvinuke.
For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and be drunk, are drunk in the night.
Nokuti vanovata, vanovata usiku, doro, vanovata usiku.
But us who are day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation.
Asi isu, zvatiri vamasikati, ngatisvike, tateka chidzitiro, chechifuwa chokutenda norudo, nengowani yetariro, yoruponeso.
For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Nokuti Mwari haana kutiisa kutsama achiwana ruponeso nashe wedu Jesu Kristu.
Thus, that whether we wake or sleep together with him.
Wakatifira isu kuti kana tichinda kana tichivata tirarame pamwe chete naye.
Amen. And then verse 11 says, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do.
Saka nyaradzanai musisane sezvamunoitavo.
Amen. May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. You may take your seats.
Ngagare henyu pasi.
Amen. Now Paul is talking to believers.
Paul arikutaura kuvatendi.
The ones who are supposed to know all things.
Vanofanirwa kuziva zvinhu zvose.
The ones who are able to interpret world events.
Avanokwanisa kududzira zviitiko zvenyika.
Amen. What they mean to us.
Kuti zvinorevei kwatiri.
He says, brethren,
hanzi hama,
it's not necessary for me to write you concerning times and seasons.
Hamufaniri henyu kuti munyorerwe chinhu ichi maringe nenguva.
For yourselves know perfectly well.
Nokuti imi mumene munoziva kwazvo.
So he is talking to believers.
Ari kutotaura kuvatendi.
Says, for yourselves know perfectly well.
Kuti imi munonyatsozviziva.
You have full knowledge.
Mune kuziva kwakakwana.
You are well informed.
Information yakakwana.
That the day of the Lord in the night, that is his return.
Kuti zuva rashe rinosvika sembavha usiku.
That it will be this in secret going away of the bride.
Kuti kuchange kuri kukurumidza kuenda kutripo ripocho kwemwenga.
Amen. When they shall.
Pavachati.
Now when you read the Bible.
Paunoverenga Bhaibheri.
Always bear this in mind.
Ivane izvi mupfungwa yako.
That he talking to two groups of people.
Kuti ari kutaura kumapoka maviri evanhu.
Either he's talking to you.
Anogona achitaura kwauri.
Or he's talking to them.
Ari kutaura kwavari.
He's talking to you.
Ari kutaura pamusoro pako.
Or he's talking about them.
Kana kuti ari kutaura pamusoro pavo.
Them that are without.
Kune avo vasina.
It's given in parables.
Kunoitwa muzvima parable.
To them that are without vari kunze.
Vari kunze.
It's given in parables.
Kunoitwa nezvirahwe.
But to you.
Asi kwamuri.
It's given to know the mysteries of the kingdom.
Zvakapiwa kuti muzive chakawanzika cheumambo.
Some are outside.
Kune vari kunze.
And some are inside.
Kozo vari mukati.
Some are sealed out.
Kune vamwe vakatsiswa
kunze. And some are sealed in.
Kune
vakatsiswa. He is addressing the church.
Kana paari kutaura kukereke.
He is speaking to two vines.
Ari kutaura ku mazambiringa
maviri. True vine.
Mizambiringa miviri.
And the false vine.
Nemuzambiringa
wemba. Out of the church ages.
Kuburikidza nemazana manomwe kereke.
Right. For now I'm going to ask, you know, Brother Dennis. Yes. Come up, my brother. Yeah, ndirikwedza kuti ndane speed, you know, Brother Tau. It's all right. You know, he does well. But ndikurumidze. Amen. Now I say throughout the church ages, God has been speaking to these two separate vines. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you by surprise like a thief. You are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the
day.
He says, therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, like them, but let us keep wide awake. Let us be alert. Let us be watchful. Let us be on guard. Let us be sober, collected and circumspect. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. You know there are vessels of honor and vessels unto dishonor. Paul says this in Romans chapter
9.
For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall save the young, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might cleared throughout all the earth. What if God willing to show his wrath and to his power known, he endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? Now
there
are vessels of honor and there are vessels of wrath. He says God endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of glory on the vessels of mercy. Which he had afore prepared unto glory. Yes, prepared beforehand, which means destiny has already been pre-planned. Amen. This is why we always say we are watching a delayed match. Amen. Paul says, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another. You must not despair. You must not be distressed, but be comforted. Be edified and strengthened. Amen. Now we are coming to our subject. We see in the Old Testament how God showed the prophets about the coming in and changing of kingdoms. Amen. If you look at Daniel chapter
7,
he says, I saw in my night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. That's verse
3.
And then in verse 17, God gives him the interpretation. He says, these great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. Amen. So it isn't a wonder that God also showed the end time prophet about major world events.
Sakaka hazvizo tishamisi tikaona izvi kuti Mwari vanozoradza muprofita zviitiko zvikuru zvepanyika.
He showed the end time prophet about these major world events.
Akaratidza muprofita wekuva yekupedzisira pamusoro pezviitiko zvikuru zvepasi rino.
And some of them are connected to the coming of the Lord.
Zvimwe zviitiko izvi zvakabatanidzwa
nekuuya kwaShe. They are connected to the going away of the bride.
Zvakabatanidzwa nekuenda kwemwenga.
So we see that these events they post the church.
Saka zviitiko izvi kaizvi zvino pazvikwangwani kukereke.
To know what time we are living in.
Tikereke izive kuti tiri kurarama.
To know where we are at.
Kuti izive kuti tiri papi.
And what to act.
Kutotarisira chii.
Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 24 says, it says Jesus went out, departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And he said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down.
Zviro kwazvo ndinoti kwamuri hapasi kuzosara paine dombo rimusoro perimwe dombo rinenge risina kuwisirwa pasi.
And verse 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately.
Zvino akati agere pamusoro pegomo remuorivhi vadzidzi vakauya kwaari muvande.
I like that. The disciples came unto him privately.
Vadzidzi vakauya kwaari muchivande.
Amen. Remember the prophet says.
Rangarira kuti anoti.
Amen. Matthew 24.
Matthew 24.
Jesus Christ is now speaking of the seals.
Jesu Kristu akutaura pamusoro pezvisimbiso.
So you see, when we come to the seals,
patinosvika pazvisimbiso,
it's not for everyone.
Asi zvemunhu wese.
It's only for a prophet class of people.
Ndezveboka rechiprofita.
They will read.
Vachazverenga.
They will read.
Vachazverenga.
Understand.
Vagotata. Vachaona.
And not perceive.
Vagotata kunzwisisa.
But to you, brother, sister,
asi kwamuri hama
hanzva, it's given to know the mysteries of the kingdom.
Zvakapuhwa kuti muzive zvakavanzika zveumambo.
What is a mystery?
Chakavanzika chii?
The process a previously hidden truth.
Hanzi izvokwadi yaimbenge.
Now divinely revealed.
Iko zvino izvi yaiswa pachena
naMwari. But a supernatural element still remains despite the revelation.
Yaiswa pachena kuda nechikamu chipamweya chiri kungosara
chakavanzika. So we say the seals have been opened.
Hongu tiri kuti zvisimbiso zvakazarurwa.
But some read.
Asi vamwanoverenga.
And they say the seventh seal has not been opened.
Vomba vati chisimbiso chechinomwe hachina kuzarurwa.
They look at the cloud.
Vanotarisa gore.
And see nothing supernatural about it.
Vakushaya chemweya pazviri.
But to us,
asi kwatiri,
is the fulfillment of Luke 21.
Kuzvisiswa kwaRuka 21.
And they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great glory.
Vachaona mwanakomana womunhu achiuya ari mugore aine simba nekubwinya.
And when these things begin to come to pass,
zvinhu izvi pazvinenge zvakuitika,
then look up.
Ivo
tarisa. Lift up your heads.
Tarisai.
For your redemption draw nigh.
Dzikinuro rwenyu rwapedyo.
When they see the Son of Man
pavachaona mwanakomana
coming in cloud
achiuya negore
with the power and the great glory
nesimba nekubwinya
kukuru. So where do you place that scripture, brother, sister?
Iwo unozoriisa papi?
They look at that cloud picture.
Vanotarisa mufananidzo
wegore.
Hapana chemweya chavanoona.
But we see fulfillment of scripture.
Isu tinoona kuri kuzadziswa
kwegwaro. What is the attraction on the mountain?
Chiko chiri kukwezvera
God fulfilling scripture.
Mwari vachizadziswa
kwegwaro. God making history.
Mwari vachinyoronoro.
Disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, what shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Asizvakadaro magumo hasati asvika.
So there are certain events
zviripo zviitiko
that were spoken of
zvakataurwa nezvazvo,
but they do not spell out the end.
Asi zvaitika hazvimboreva kuti magumo asvika.
Amen. For nation rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famine. Pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, shall kill you, you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake, and then shall many be offended, shall betray one another, shall be hated one of another. Many false prophets shall arise, shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And then the end comes. Amen. So there are certain happenings that don't spell out the end. But there are certain events that spell out is the end time. Amen. His unfailing words of promise. They asked him three questions. And he answered them as they asked him. Three questions. First, will there be time one stone won't be left upon another? And what will be the sign of your coming? And what is the end of the world? He answers these three questions. And in the message, Uniting Time and Sign. Uniting Time and Sign.
Uniting Time and Sign.
Amen. These signs given by the Lord is given only to believers. So Thessalonians
say that
the Paul was speaking to the believers.
Paul writer or attend.
And here, when Christ is speaking of these signs, the prophet is saying he's giving it only to believers. He says the unbelievers never see it.
Hanzi.
They go right over the top of them. And they don't see it. To the outside world, these are just events. Just happenings. But to us, they point to something. Amen. Events are made clear by prophecy.
We are
built to prophecy. We are able to interpret the sad times. Then we know where we are at. How far we have gone. What
to expect.
Amen. National signs.
Signs.
Heavenly signs. We are always watching. We are watchful. Having our eyes open. We are alert, brother, sister. On our guard.
As Paul
said, we mustn't be taken by surprise. Like Israel was taken by the surprise by the Hamas.
Israel,
it was taken by surprise. Their enemy Hamas took them by surprise. Complacency. Indifference. Remember the name Ephesus has a compound meaning aimed at. When that church started, brothers and sisters, they were aiming at, but they got relaxed. So it means aimed at, then he relaxed. Paul is saying, you are the children of light and the children of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as to others, but let us watch and be sober. Amen. Now, our prophet said something about
America.
Amen. He said it's not a wonder that God told the end time prophet major world events.
He
said some of these events, they are connected to the going away of the bride. So, brother, we are late. We are late. So he said something about America. And he said something about Russia. He said something about the whole earth. It's frightening. Yes, it's frightening to say. It may not be safe.
Hey.
But the prophet spoke about it. Amen. This was not said in a corner. In one place themselves said, it gone around the world.
It
says these prophecies about the seven visions, says it has gone around the world. I didn't say it. You didn't say it. But the prophet of the age says it. And you will still remember, we preached about the two beasts of Revelation
13.
Yes.
Yeah.
When we took, you know, those chapters of Revelation, we spoke about the two beasts. And you know our web team. You know when they put, when they upload, you know, the sermon.
Taurus Marizo Yaparizwa, Pajisapa website.
They also put some pictures.
Vano is like a picture.
So, to some of you who follow, you know, they'd put, you know, one picture.
Vangava is a picture.
And I said, hey, I must learn to quantize it.
Yeah, then I said, these brothers want to get me into trouble. At least for those that are not visiting the website, you didn't see the picture.
But then I noticed they changed it.
But it doesn't frighten us.
Amen.
Doesn't frighten us.
Amen.
We just tell them where we are taking it from. The messenger to the edge is the one who said it. You may not believe it, but he said it.
So when he spoke about the two beasts,
but
you know, they put okay. Right, the Revelation chapter
13
says this one. And I stood upon the sand of the sea.
Ndakamira pamsoro pejecha regungwa.
And saw a beast rise up out of the sea.
Ndikaona chipuka chisikwa chichisimuka kubva munyanza.
Chikara. Yes. A beast that was chikara. Yes. Not the living creatures of Revelation 4. This is chikara, a beast.
I saw a beast
rise up out of the sea.
Chichimuka.
Having seven heads and ten horns, and horns, ten crowns, upon his head the name of blasphemy.
Chine misoro minomwe, nenyanga nomwe, pamsoro penyanga itozo, paine corona gumi.
And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
Chikara ich, chandaka wona, changa chaka kumbada. Toka zacho, toka zichitseri. Muromo wacho, wakaita semuromo weshumba. Uye, iyo doka, yakaipa simba. Uye chikaro chayo, ne ubati.
It was a dreadful beast, eh?
Tanga chiri chikara chayi doktaris.
A real beast.
Chikara chayicho.
Dreadful.
Chayisa.
The dragon gave him his power and his city and his great authority.
And
one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast.
Ndikaona mumwe wemusoro wacho wanga wakakuvadzwa kusvika parufu. Uye ronda iroro raigona kuuraya rakasvika pakupora. Pasi rese rikashamiswa nechikara.
And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. They worshipped the beast saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?
Vakashumira nyoka iyi yakapa simba kuchikara. Uye vakashumira chikara vachiti ndiye chikara, ndiye anongarwisa chikara.
You see, the whole world wandered after.
Pasirese rakashamiswa nechikara.
They worshipped the dragon.
Vakandoshumira nyoka.
Which power unto the beast?
Yanga yapa simba kuchikara.
And then they worshipped the beast as well.
Ndokunoshumira chikara zvakare.
Saying, who is like unto the beast?
Vakati ndiani wakaita.
So to make war with him.
Ungarwisa chikara ndiani?
And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things, blasphemies, and powers given him to continue 42 months.
Ipapo chakapiwa muromo wokutaura mashoko mavo. Nezvo chikapiwa simba kuti ite mwedzi nemakumi mana nemiviri.
And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven.
Icho chakavhura muromo wacho kuti chibhure Mwari uye kubhura zita rake, kumhura tabernacle yake nevose vanogara kudenga.
And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and the power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations.
Akandopuwa kuti iye arwise vatsvene agovakurira, uye simba rikapuwa kwaari pamusoro pemarudzi ese, pamusoro pendimi dzose nenyika dzose.
And all that dwell upon them shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Uye vose vagere panyika vachamushumira, vese vane mazarwa mubhuku rehwenyu regwayana rakaurawa nyavambwa.
Amen. Now speaking about this beast, eh?
Now if you
go to verse
11.
And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. Another beast, a second beast. And he had two horns like a lamb. And he had a dragon. Excuse me. And he exercised all of the beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed.
Chikashandisa simba rese rechikara chekutanga ndokukonzera kuti munhu wese angari panyika nezeri papo panyika ashumire chikara chekutanga chiya chine ronda rakazopora.
And he doeth great wonders so that he maketh the fire to come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men.
Iye wakaita minana mikuru uye akaita kuti bote ubote uburuke kubva kudenga kuuya pasi zvese zviri pameso evanhu.
And deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make any image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live.
Chichinyengera vese vanogara panyika nezviratidzo zvachakapiwa kuti chizvi pamberi pechikara ichi chichiti kune vanogara panyika kuti chivaitire chikara ichi ugova mufananidzo chiya chakanga chine vanga raisvika pakuuraya asi chararama.
My. Verse 15. And he had to give life unto the image of the beast. Now this is the second beast, eh?
Ichi chikara chepiri ichi changa chine simba rekupa upenyu uye kushach mufanidzo which
that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as worship the image of the beast should be killed.
Kuitira kuti mufananidzo kara uyu ugone kutaura ugokonzera kuti vese vasinganamati mufananidzo wechikara uyu vaurayiwe.
So we see there's one beast from the sea.
Pane chikara chokutanga chakabuda kubva munyanza.
And then another beast that came out of the earth.
And we see
formed an image unto the first beast.
Amen. There
is the image that came from the sea. Amen. There is the beast that came out of the earth. Amen. There is an image unto the first beast.
Now,
a beast in the Bible stands for power. Amen. So, it's a power.
Isimba.
Amen. This first beast, it is a power rising from the sea. And you know, sea, water speaks of multitudes of people. Amen. Revelation chapter 17, verse
15.
He said unto me,
the
waters which thou hast, where the woman sitteth, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. So the beast that rose from the sea, we saw that it is Rome. And later it became the Roman Catholic Church. Because verse 2 of chapter
30,
it says the dragon gave power unto him, right? Gave him his power. And he sit. And
the
dragon is the devil.
The Satan.
So the devil,
Satan,
the dragon,
Satan,
gave power to this beast. Amen. Revelation chapter 12, verse
9.
The great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So the devil,
Satan,
Satan gave power and authority to the beast of Rome.
Akapa simba kuchikara, chikara ichichino Rome.
And verse
3,
I saw one of his heads as it were
wounded.
And his deadly wound was healed all after the beast. One of the beast's heads was wounded to death, but the deadly wound was healed. Now the pagan Roman Empire changed the Roman Empire.
Amen.
Second, but only change from imperial to papal. Exactly, from emperors to popes. And all the world wondered after the beast. When it changed from pagan to papal, now a church, that is when all the world wondered it. And verse
5,
and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things of blasphemy. Blasphemies. Now as a church, it is given a mouth. And the mouth of the Roman Catholic Church is the Pope. He is the mouthpiece. A false prophet. Because we know a true prophet of God is God's mouthpiece. He speaks in the stead of God. So the Pope,
Papa,
is the Roman Catholic's mouthpiece. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. To blaspheme
His tabernacle. And them that dwell in look at the doctrine of the Roman Catholic Church. Blasphemy against God. Made him three gods. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Remember, it was the Roman Catholic Church that started the baptism in titles. The Lord Jesus Christ. Blasphemy against them that dwell in heaven, worshipping of Mary and the saints, pagan ceremonies.
Amen.
What himself said to the disciples? Luke 24:46-47. Thus it is written. Thus it behooved Christ to suffer. This was after his resurrection. Behooved to suffer. And to rise from the dead in the day. And that repentance and the remission of sins should be in him among all nations. So the Roman Catholic Church removes the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was given him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And we know the Roman Catholic Church killed 68 saints.
Yakauraya vanhu 68 million vaipikisana nechikatorike
during the Dark Ages. It was the Roman Catholic Church. It was given to make war with the saints and to overcome them.
Yakapiwa hondo nevatendi
uye kuvakurira. It has always been Rome. Now a church.
Kereke.
Amen. It has always been Rome. Revelation 12. Amen. Revelation 12. The dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered.
Sato iyaga nomira. Pamberipemudzimai.
For to devour her child as soon as it was born. See, it was Rome that killed all the babies 2 years and 2 years on below.
In Rome, yakauraya vana vese vaivere makore maviri zvichidzira.
When King Herod tried to get rid of Jesus.
Paya mambo Herodi ada kutsvaka kuuraya Jesus.
Amen. And verse 11 says, and I beheld another come out of the earth.
Verse 11, ndikaona chimwe chikachipa
munyika. He had two horns like a lamb. Yanga ine nyanga mbiri segwana. And he spoke as a dragon.
Akataura seshato.
The first came out of the sea.
Chikara chakutanga chakabuda munyanza.
This one coming out of the earth.
Ichi chiri kubuda panyika.
This is the United States of America.
Ichi chiri kubuda panyika ichi. Yana United States of America.
So we see these two beasts, eh? This one coming out of the earth. The United States of America.
United States of America.
Two horns like a lamb. You say the horn symbolizes power.
Tamboti nyanga yakamirira simba.
Now these two horns symbolizing civil and ecclesiastical power.
Dziri kuratidza simba rezvematongerwe nyika nesimba rechinamata.
Yes, power of the state and power of the church.
Simba remunyika nesimba church.
Horns like a lamb.
Nyanga swana.
Remember, America started as a Christian nation.
Rangarira America panga iri nyika takirwa chinamata.
When the Pilgrim Fathers came to America,
badzi baba yaikufara rwendo rurefu. Chavaira rwendo vaida kunamata vakasununguka.
The Church of England.
Vachitiza Church of England
seeking a religious freedom.
Vachitsvaka kunamata vakasununguka.
This America.
America
founded on biblical principles.
Yakavakidzayo pachikristu.
Under men like Abraham Lincoln.
Ichitungamirirwa nevarume vakaita Abraham Lincoln. Varume
vachikwara. George Washington.
Vana George Washington.
But now look, brother, sister. Now even forbid the reading of the Bible in schools.
Kwakutorambidzwa kuverenga Bible kuzvikoro.
And praying in public.
Hazvichabvumidzwe kunamata
pachekerere. Right now in America.
Iko zvezvi muAmerica.
He spoke as a dragon.
Akataura seshato.
He exercises all power of the first beast before him.
Akashandisa simba rechikara chekutanga changa chiripo chiya iye asati apo.
America.
America
exercising all the power of Rome.
Ichishandisa simba reRome.
The Bible says, and it causes the earth and them which dwell in it to worship the first beast Rome.
Ikakonzera kuti pasi rose nevese vagere mariri vagonamata chipo kutanga.
Now in the form of H.
Chikara chiya iko zvino chamuchimiro chegreki.
And it deceives the people that dwell on earth.
Ndokunyengera vanhu.
By means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Saying to them that dwell on earth that they should make an image to the beast.
Now an image is
something that looks like. It is a resemblance to the original thing.
An image.
Genesis 1:20. God said, let us make man in our image. After our likeness. An image to the beast is something likened unto the power of
Rome. Chakafananidzwa nesimba reRome.
Or a clone of Roman Catholicism.
Kana kuti chinhu chine zvizenga zvakafanana nechikatorike.
The image to the beast.
Mufananidzo wechikara.
Is the world of churches.
Mubatanidzwa wemakereke.
A union of all Protestant churches.
Mubatanidzwa wevese vakambopikisana nechiRoma.
Remember.
Rangarira.
America is the one that was instrumental.
America ndo yakabira mira kugadzira mufananidzo.
This movement
Muyuchi.
Was formed in America.
Nekuti mufananidzo uyu wakatangwa kuAmerica.
It was in America.
Zvakatanga kuAmerica.
That they formed the Ecumenical Council.
Kwakanzi ngaditei gungano mubatanidzo zvinamato zvese.
Amen. The second beast.
They
should make an image.
So
now says, this is America now.
Who is
instrumental in the making of this
image.
And America has power to give life to the image of the beast.
America in a simba rekupa hupe kumufananidzo wechikara.
That the image of the beast should speak.
Kuti mufananidzo uyu wechikara uyu ugone kutaura.
And it caused that as many as would not worship the image should be killed.
Ugokonzera kuti vese vasiri kuita mufananidzo vagourawa.
You see, those who will not subscribe to World Council of Churches
vasingadi kupinda mumubatanidzwa wemakereke
should be killed.
Kupaurawa.
America has power to give life to WTC.
Ine simba rekupa upenyu.
That it can speak. Make laws. Force all denominations into its system.
Yes. The
spoken word, Hebrews chapter 4.
The spoken word, Hebrews chapter 4.
57:09-01e. The prophet says, did you notice the United States is number 13 in everything it does?
Makash cherete tsaire kuti United States inongogara iri number 13 mune zvese zvainoita.
It was established the 13th.
Payakavakwa panga paine tunyika 13 kwakabatana.
Amen. Batanizwa kwenyika
13.
You know the flag had 13 stars in its first?
Mureza wacho wakaine nyeredzi 13.
You know everything that United States does is in a number 13?
America, zviri munumber 13.
Did you know it appears in the Bible in the Revelations
13?
Certainly does. The little beast.
Chikara
chidiki. The lamb.
Kwayana.
That came out of the land.
Rakabuda kupapanyika.
It had two little horns.
Yanga ine tunyanga tuiri.
Civil and as ecclesiastic powers.
Simba renyika ne simba re church.
He was a lamb.
Rangariri kwayana.
Freedom of religion.
kusununguka kwechitema.
And after a while,
sure kweka nguva,
they went together and he spoke like the dragon.
And he
exercised all the power that Rome did before him.
That's
coming to our nation, you mark it down.
And
the prophet says, you watch to the confederation of churches and the Catholic unite together and watch what takes
place.
Remember when you go to Revelation 17,
Roman
Catholic Church is the great war. And that war has children, has daughters. And the daughters are
harlots.
Now this is what the prophet is saying here. Amen. He says, watch them unite together. Watch what takes place. People who follow the pillar of fire will certainly have a time. People who follow will certainly have a rough time. But they are ready for translation at that time. That's right. Just ready to go. When you see,
ukaona,
amen, this first beast uniting with the image, the prophet says,
prophet,
we are ready for translation. You see, when the daughters are coming to the mother, we are ready for translation. For the Lamb overcome them. The Lamb overcome them, said the Bible. And them that followed him, because they called the chosen, faithful, and the elected. Amen. I was just finishing that quotation. But
Tarisai,
according to Revelation 18, these two beasts, are going to be judged. They are going to pay for their sins. Exactly what God did to Egypt.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 15, verse 18.
Genesis 18.
He said to Abraham,
know
of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger that is not theirs, and shall save them. And they shall afflict them 400 years.
That
nation will afflict the children of
Abraham
for 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall save will I judge. And afterwards shall they come out with a great substance. So you see, brother, sister, they could not afflict God's children and get by with it.
You can afflict God's children and think that it's over. You think you've won the battle.
But judgment is waiting.
It's
according to the Bible.
He's
a just God. He says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Amen. So are going to be judged. We said the two beasts are going to be judged. Amen. The Roman Catholic Church. Amen. And the United States of America. The prophet said, Russia has two bombs. One name Vatican written on it. You know Vatican? The seat of the Catholic Church. Says Russia has two bombs.
Russia
one with the name Vatican on it. The other with the bomb America written.
America.
Now that's a prophet.
Prophet.
A dispensational prophet. Amen. God major world events.
The
message, the mark of the beast.
54:05:13.
Communism is working straight at God.
Chikomunistika, chiri kutoshanda kuti zviri kudiwa namwari kuti zviitike.
To destroy the Roman.
kuparadza chirombo.
Now that's the prophet.
Muprofita.
And remember,
rangarira,
I say this as God's prophet.
Ndiri kutaura izvi seprofita waMwari.
Now it is not a man who takes a mantra man akarwara akapanorwara akaporonda muprofita. No, no, no.
We're not talking about those men whom after praying for one sick person and they get healed, then suddenly they are prophets.
No, we're not talking of those.
Those are not the kind of people we're talking about.
We're talking of a major prophet.
Tiri kutaura waprofita, muprofita mukuru.
Remember,
rangarira,
I say this as God's prophet.
Ndiri kutaura seprofita waMwari.
The Russian Empire will drop an atomic bomb of some sort on the Vatican City.
In a bomb, rerudzi rweatomic kana rakadaro, ruchadonedzerwa bomba
and destroy it in 1 hour.
Vatican igoparadzwa ne 1 hour.
Thus saith the Lord.
Izvanzi na Jehovha.
Oh, brother, sister.
Hamanzvadzi.
God help us.
Mwari vatibatsire.
God help us.
Mwari vatibatsire.
Brand ndinongonamata
kudau. I just pray that if the Lord help us.
Tinoda that heartfelt religion.
Utiri kuda chitendero chinobva mumoyo.
Mwari anoti ukataura kwaari unotaura kwauri.
So that you have the God whom if you speak, he will speak back to you.
I'm not a fanatic.
Handizi munhu anopengeka nezvemweya.
Asanwa.
But I'm not dead.
I'm alive.
Ndiri.
Pra ndinonamata kuti Mwari dai vaita kuti HCT.
I pray that if God would allow HCT.
Even vanhu vanoda Mwari.
It might have people that love God.
Kuti Mwari anotaurawo navo.
That God would speak to them.
Not a dry, cold, formal, dead church.
Kwene kereke yakaomarara yakafa.
Avana chinovazunguza.
Nothing shakes them.
Brother, when you see these things,
ukaona zvinhu zvako,
to shake the church.
Zvinofanga kuzunguza kereke.
He says, that's the Lord.
Hanzi zvanzina Jehovah.
And the Bible said that God took them cruel hearted.
Mwari atora varume ava vakaoma moyo.
And put them in his hands.
Akavaisa muruoko rwake.
As they were instruments in his hands to fulfill his will.
Kuti vagove zvombo zviri muruoko rwaMwari kuzadzikisa kuda kwaMwari.
And to bring back to her exactly what she had coming to her.
Uye kudzosa kwaari zvanga zviri kufanga kuuya kwaari.
Says that's the word.
Ishoko.
Exactly according to Revelation 18.
Maringena zvakazarwa 18.
Amen. Right. Okay. Now let's look at Revelation 18.
Tarisa zvakazarwa 18.
Says Russia is going to drop an atomic bomb of some sort on the Vatican City.
Russia it is a bomb
and it destroys in 1 hour.
Igopadza
that beast.
Chikara chekutanga.
Efoins.
Chichabarira zvivi zvake.
And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power. It was lightened with his glory.
Sure kwenu izvi. Ndakaona mumwe mutu achiburuka kubva kudenga nesimba guru.
And he cried mightily with a strong voice saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of the false spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
Guru achit, Babylon guru rawa, rawa, uye yave nare yemadimoni, ya wave ugaro, wemeyakapa, ne nare, yemweya yese yakasviba uye shiri dzese novengeka.
That's it. You know, there's nothing, no towns of God in the Roman Catholic Church. Not even.
Hamuna kanda kachimedu kafufuke umwari.
We see how it starts right in the hands of the devil.
Tiri kuona kuti yakatanga sei.
Because the Bible, the drug heavy, it's a seat, it's authority, it's power.
Bible riri kuti nyoka yaipa chigaro chayo. Simba ne hubati.
System is
urongwa uyauya wakaipa.
Atitombo dila nayo zvakakwana.
We
done muone zvirumbidzo.
And just showing
akana ounce ya Mwari kana kama.
There is not even an ounce of God.
A devil's tool.
A chombo cha Satan.
Verse 3. For all nations have drunk wine of the wrath of fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundant delicacies.
Nekuti nyika dzose dzadhakwa newine yehasha wake. Uye madzimambo epasi rese vakaita upongaye. Uye vatengesi vese pasi rese kutopa kubrikire huwandu hwezviwanikwa zvake.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be because of her sins, you receive not of her plagues.
Ndikanzwa inzwi richidaidzira kubva kudenga richiti, uyai budai maari vanhu vangu, kuti musavi vadyi pamwe chete naye nezvivi zvake.
For her
musagamuchire matenda ake.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities.
Nekuti zvivi zvake zvasvika kudenga, uye Mwari arangarira kusarurama kwake.
Remember when God came down to Abraham.
Rangarira Mwari pakauya
na Abraham. Says, I have come down.
Akanda buruka.
To investigate.
Kuti ndizoongorora.
What I
heard. Zvandakanzwa.
What it is true.
Kuti icho kwadi here.
I'm going down to Sodom and see for.
Joma kuzvera.
Reward has she rewarded you, and double unto her double according in the till to her double.
Mupei mugove sekugovera kwaga kuita imi, uye mugopeta kaviri maringe nemabasa ake, uye mukombe wake mugouzadza zvakapetwa kaviri.
Can increase my volume, brothers. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, lived in luxury. So much torment and sorrow give her. Impose on her torment and anguish, tears and mourning. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow.
Angambo zvibwinyisa zvakadiko achigara mutefetefe. Muwedzerei kushungurudzwa kutambudzika nekuti akagara ipapo akati mumoyo make ndigere samambokadzi uye ini handisi shirikadzi uye hanina nhamo yandiri kuzofa ndakaona.
But impose on her torment. Mupeitent kuwadziwa.
Mupei kuwadziwa.
My word is not in the scriptures, I'm just complimenting the scriptures, right. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day.
Zvino matenda akachauya muzuva rimwe chete.
Death and mourning and famine.
Rufu kuungudza nzara.
And she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord who judgeth her.
Uye achaparadzwa nemoto kusvika pasina chinhu. Nekuti iye Ishe unomutonga. Mukuru.
Russia is going to drop a bomb on Russia. Vatican City. In 1 hour she's going to be destroyed. Now the scripture is saying, death, mourning, famine, and she shall be utterly burned with the fire.
Rufu kuguza nzara achaparadzwa nemoto.
And the kings of earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning.
Madzimambo epanyika vakaita upombwe naye vakararama naye mutefetefe vachachema vagoungudza vachimuungudzira iye vachiona chiutsi chekutsva kwake.
Standing afar off for fear of her torment. Saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come.
Vachamira nechekure uko, vachitya kutambudzika kwake, vagoti, naka, naka, Babylon guru raparara, mu hour imechete kutongo kwaroka.
Amen. We know America,
the
second beast.
Chikara chepiri.
I will meet his fate.
Kuti chichaparadzwa sei.
Her end.
Magumo acho.
In the mail 50519E.
Mumaridzo irudo 705.
Now the seventh is saying.
Profita mwejo tarikuti.
Of the second beast.
Pamzoro pechikara chepiri.
We are at the end time. You know that. The atomic bomb hanging yonder in Russia. With your names on it. Right here in Saskatoon. You know that. So does the rest of the world know it. There will be annihilation one of these days. You know it's not far off. It's just the hand of God holding it. What's going to happen? What did our president say the other night?
President,
we want to keep strong. Let our aggressor know that whenever he drops a bomb, he is going to destroy himself too.
Kuziva kuti, toda kuti muvengo wedu azive kuti akangodonetsera bomb, iye anozviparadzawo.
Sure. Plans are plans and great tanks and great hangars out yonder with guns trained out on the whole world everywhere.
Pakazara mazidzimba zvivakwa zvine zvombo mapomba zvese zvamirira.
The only thing is let one drop, that's all it takes. Then something is going to happen.
Ingo pakangoitika kamwe kano kadikidiki chete zvinomba zvatanga.
Now when we hear utterances like Putin made last year,
tikatanga kunzwa zvinhu zvisenge zvakataurwa naPutin gore rakapera,
we can destroy
Putin achi America iyi tinogona kuiparadza awa risati ratombopera.
Now to us it's not just a statement.
Kwatiri Putin anangotaura
that we are watchful.
Tiri vanhu vakapengenuka.
We look at the events.
Tiri kutarisa zvitiko.
Shaping up to something.
Kuna kuti pane zviri kuitika.
Say these things. When you see these things, look up.
Ukaona zvitai.
Haisiwe kudekara.
It's not time.
Anzima musi vana verima.
You are not children.
Vamwe pati muri
vana. Others are children of the Lord.
Svaira ari kutorese mbavha.
The day will not rest.
Vana kuti peputsa.
It must awaken.
It's lamb trimming time. Check with our lives with the scriptures. But you know,
I don't know how to shake you.
No wonder prophet. I wonder if a generation.
Dozen can make it out of this generation.
Brother, I see you to message.
It's not just about saying we are in the message.
Message. No.
It's not like that.
Remember that is quotation, that frightening quotation in countdown. It's frightening, yes. Of the thousands times tens of thousands who followed Luther.
Eh?
Very few justification meant. Of the thousands who followed Wesley. Only if you knew what sanctification
means.
People who actually saw that this is the messenger. They followed John Wesley. But they missed it. But God help us. Amen. And one time a spokesperson of Russia says Russia is the only country that's capable of turning America into radioactive ashes.
Ndo chete nyika inogona kutsandura America yese kuita dota mafufu emabomba.
You see, Micaiah, he saw vision.
Akaona chiratidzo.
He was not just excited, you know, because he saw a vision.
Anangopinda manyawu ekuti aona chiratidzo.
But he compared his vision.
Akaenzanisa chiratidzo chake.
With the word.
Neshoko.
Amen. He compared his vision.
Akaenzanisa chiratidzo chake.
And saw that it was agreeing.
Akaona kuti chiratidzo chake.
With the word.
Chiri kupindira neshoko.
Amen. By the mouth of Elijah.
Maringe na muromo wa Elia.
Amen. So the prophet.
Profita.
So yes, it's written in Revelation chapter
18.
1 hour. That image is going to be destroyed. Smoke and fire.
We should see pamujere ne moto.
And America.
America.
For standing with Israel.
Nenye kumira ne Israel.
The prophet said.
Prophet not.
That could be today.
Nyaya yekuti America ichiri kutsigira Israel. Ndo chete chinhu kuda chingangodaro ichiri kuiponesa pari zvino.
Why? What the Bible says.
Bible not.
God said. I will bless those who bless you. And curse those who curse you. And some of our politicians want to bring a curse to our nation. I only go to them and not to our nation. Now let's come to the seven visions that go to the prophet William Marion
Branagh. Close.
Now I'm taking this from the exposages.
The exposition.
The Laodicean age.
That was allowed to see her.
Says the Laodicean age began around the 20th century, perhaps
1906.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. How long it will last?
Kuti.
As a servant of God who has had multitudes of visions of which none has ever failed, let me predict.
Kuti chichareba zvakadi. Ini semuranda wamwari akaona zviratidzo zvakawanda zvisati zvambokundikana regai nditaure ndichiti nekuona kwangu.
Exactly. I did not say prophesy.
Ich hachisi chiprofita.
Now say what the tape says.
Taura zvirikutaura.
Say what the prophet says.
Taura zvakataurwa neprofita.
I did not say prophesy. But predict that this age will end around
1977.
Now to predict is to declare or foretell on the basis of observation.
Ndiri kutaura ndichipa zvandiri kuonawo maringe.
Yes. You foretell on the basis of observation, experience, scientific reasons.
Ndichitaura ndakazembera pano zvandakambao zvandakambodzwisao zvandakadarika mazviri kana zvakaongororwa.
Exactly. You are making a statement based on what you have seen or noticed.
Uri kutaura chitaurwa wakazembera wakamboona zvakadarika zviri.
With the way things are going.
Kuti
based on historical facts and our deaths, it's like every 2,000 years something happens.
Because it's
so first 2,000 years.
There
was the flood of Noah. The earth received
water.
Second 2,000 years.
When
Jesus came on earth and shed his blood. The earth received his
session.
And this is the 2,000 years. When Christ is coming to take his bride. And the world is going to be purged. The earth is going to be purged ready for the millennium. And this is already 2023. So are we saying it's no longer coming?
We are
just saying
this based on observations.
Exactly. Amen. If the world would have ended
1977,
all the believers that were left between 77 and now would not have been there.
But in the very case of Poneskow, who was 77, which can
ask,
you wouldn't be here.
Of course, there are other explanations
that
go with that year 1977.
Now,
back to our quotation.
It
says, if you will pardon a personal note here,
can I write, Zhangu inini?
He says, I base this prediction on seven major continuous visions that came to me one Sunday morning in June 1933.
Ndiri kutaura izvi ndakazembera pa zviratidzo zvinomwe zvakauya kwandiri chimwe chichiterana nechimwe chichiterana nechimwe mamwe mangwanani emusi wesvondo muna June 1933.
The Lord Jesus spoke to me and said that the coming of the Lord was drawing nigh, but that before he came, seven major events would transpire.
Jesus Christ wakataura kwandiri mangwanani vakati kuya kwavo kwaswedera asi vasati vauya pane zviitiko zvinomwe zvichaitika zvikuru.
I wrote them all down and that morning I gave forth the revelation of the Lord.
Ndakazvinyora zvese mangwanani iwayo ndikazvipa zvese kuzarura kwaMwari.
The first vision was that Mussolini would invade Ethiopia and that nation would fall at his steps.
Ndikataura kuti chiratidzo chekutanga Mussolini angari kuzonopamba Ethiopia uye Ethiopia yanga iri kuzodonha.
That vision surely did cause some repercussions and some were very angry when I said it and would not believe it, but it happened that way.
Chiratidzo ichi hachakakonzera nhau dzakawanda. Vamwe vakagumbuka nekuti ndazvitaura asi zvakadaro zvakangoitika chete.
He just walked in there with his modern arms and took over. The natives didn't have a chance. But the vision also said that Mussolini would come to a horrible end with his own people turning on him.
Mussolini akangopinda nezvombo zvake zvanga zvechimanje manje panguva iyoyo vagari veEthiopia paga pasina kana pekutangira asi chiratidzo chimwe icho chakataridza kuti Mussolini magumo ake anenge akaipisisa vanhu vake vachamupandukira.
That came to pass just exactly as it was said.
Zvakangoitikawo sekutaurwa zvakaita.
The next vision,
chiratidzo chepiri,
foretold that an Austrian by the name of Adolf Hitler would rise up as dictator over Germany and that he would draw the world into war.
Chakataura kuti muzvarwa wenyika yeAustria ane zita rinonzi Adolf Hitler achasimuka kuzova mutongi ane utongi hunopisa muGermany uye achadhonza nyika yese kupinda muhondo.
Remember, this was 1933.
The 1933.
God is showing the prophet these visions before they even happened. Amen. But one by one, they are happening. It showed the Siegfried Line and how our troops would have a terrible time to overcome it.
Chikaratidza muganhu uyauya weSiegfried uye kuti mauto edu aizonetsekana sei kukurira.
Then it showed that Hitler would come to a mysterious end.
Chikaratidzo chikaratidza kuti asi Hitler wacho firo yake inenge isina tsarukano.
Amen. The third vision,
chiratidzo chetatu,
was in the realm. Of course, this came to pass.
Ichi chakaitika munozviziva.
The third vision was in the realm of world politics, for it showed me that there would be three great isms: fascism, Nazism, communism, but that the first two would be swallowed up into the third. And the voice admonished, watch Russia, watch Russia, keep your eye on the king of the north.
Chiratidzo chakazotevera chakanga chiri pamusoro pezvitendwa munharaunda dzepolitics kuti pachasimuka zvitendwa zvitatu: communism, fascism, Nazism. Asi fascism nenazism zvichamedzwa necommunism. Izwi rikandidaidzira kuti iwewe ramba wakatarisa Russia, tarisa Russia, ziso rako ngarive pana mambo wekumusoro.
And brother, sister, we are doing that.
Hama nzvadzi,
watch Russia,
tarisa Russia,
watch Russia,
tarisa Russia.
Remember, it is those two bombs.
Rangarira Russia ine mabomba.
Keep your eye on the king of the north.
Tarisa ziso rako ngarive pana mambo wekumusoro.
The fourth vision showed the great advances in science that would come up after the Second World War.
Chiratidzo chechina chakaratidza budiriro yescience yaizofambira mberi sure kwehondo yepasi rese yepiri.
It was headed up in the vision of a plastic bubble topped car that was running down beautiful highways under remote control, so that people appeared seated in this car without a steering wheel and they were playing some sort of game to amuse themselves.
Pakupedzira kwechiratidzo ichi pakaratidzika mota yanga ine kadenderedzwa senge zai ichifamba zvayo iri mumugwagwa ichiratidza kuti yanga isina chimudhiraivho. Vanhu vanga vagere vachitozvitambira zvavo, vachitamba makadzi vari mumota, mota ichizvifambira mumugwagwa.
And you know, in many sermons he shows that this car is there.
Vanoratidza izvi
zvakawanda
kuti mota iyoyo mazuva iwayo iyi yanga yatoko.
Amen. The fifth vision had to do with the moral problem of our age.
Chiratidzo chechishanu changa chiri pamusoro pedambudziko rezvekuzvibata,
centering mostly around women.
Kunyaya yakazendamira kumadzimai.
God showed me that women began to be out of their place with the granting of the vote.
Mwari vakandiratidza kuti madzimai pavakangobvumirwa kuvhota vakatanga kubuda munzvimbo yavo.
Then they cut off their hair, which signified that they were no longer under the authority of a man, but insisted on either equal rights or, in most cases, more than equal rights.
Vakatanga kugera vhudzi ravo kuratidza kuti vanga vasiri pasi pemurume uye vachirwira kodzero dzavo kuti dzinge dzakainzana, asi mune zvimwe zvinano vaitoda kodzero dzakawanda kudarika dzevarume.
She adopted men's clothing, went into a state of undress, until the last picture I saw was a woman naked, except a little fig leaf type apron. With this vision, I saw the terrible perversion and moral plight of the whole world.
Akatanga kupfeka semurube, akatanga kupina muchinano chekusapfeka, kusvikira pakupera kwechiratidzo ichi, anga achizopfeka kanenge ka apron chete kepashizha, hapana chimwe changa chiripo. Chiratidzo ichi chakandiratidza kutsveya makukuru pakuzvibata kwanga kwatekeshera pasi rese.
Now zvinongotora bofu kuti usaone kuti izvi zvatozadzikiswa izvi.
You have to be blind for you not to see this.
No, last time
but it's already here.
We had the brother, you know, Makuyana. Right, he said he's from the United States.
After this,
we were just discussing and he was telling us, brothers,
Bagadama,
you know, now in the States things are
different.
Kwete arikutaura kuti anga aine ka apron.
Kwete this type, the one who's putting on a living apron. No.
Right, some states, kunyafamba munhu ari naked, varikunyatsotofamba vasina kupfeka.
Mune dzimwe nzvimbo muAmerica. Van, how do you find the?
Yes. That's the.
Don't.
Then the sixth vision draws up in America a most beautiful but cruel woman.
She read the church turn out to my America, Magasimgam, Mayangaka Naka.
So we see all these five visions have been fulfilled. Now we are coming to the sixth vision. Says there arose in America a most beautiful but cruel woman. She held the people in a complete power. I believed that this was the rise of the Roman Catholic Church. Though I knew it could possibly be a vision of some woman rising in great power in America due to a popular vote by women.
Asifut ndaiziya kuti kudano kuna kuvatori mudzimai chaiye chaiye ari kusimuka muAmerica musimba kuburikidza nekuvhoterwa nemadzimai.
You see that? Just hold on to that one. Right. And then the last and seventh vision was wherein I heard a most terrible explosion. As I tend to look, I saw nothing but debris, craters, and smoke all over the land of America. And
in a chimwechandakazoona kunze kwedota nemazikomba anga zara nemchiutsi panyika yese yainzi America.
You see that? It says, based on this vision, seven visions, along with the rapid changes which have swept the world in the last 50 years,
pamwe chete neshanduko dziri kuitika nekukasira makore 50 apfuura,
I predict,
ndiri kuda kuti taure,
I do not prophesy that these visions will have all come to pass by
1977.
And though many may feel that this is an irresponsible statement in view of the fact that Jesus said that no man knoweth the day nor the hour,
vamwe venyu munogona kuti aiwaka chitaurwa ichi kaichi kwakurasika manje nekuti Jesu akati hakuna munhu anoziya zuwa kana nguwa.
I still maintain this prediction after 30 years because Jesus did not say no man could know the year, month or week in which his coming was to be completed.
Ndichiri kubatirira pamuono wangu iwoyuyu mumakore 30 apfuura nekuti Jesu haana kumboti hapana munhu asingaziye gore mwedzi kana vhiki.
So I repeat, I sincerely believe and maintain as a private student of the word along with the divine inspiration that 1977 ought to terminate world systems and usher in the millennium.
Saka ndiri kutaura ndakabira futi semudzidzi akazvimirira weshoko uye nekududzira shoko kwakafemerwa kuti muna 1977 zvino 1977 anofanirwa kuunzwa kuparadzwa kwehurongwa hwenyika uye kuunza millennium.
Now let me say, can anyone prove any of those visions wrong?
Regaindit
were they not all fulfilled? Yes, each one has been fulfilled. Or is in the process right now. Amen. Mussolini invaded Ethiopia successfully. Then fell and lost it all. Hitler started all he could not finish and died mysteriously. Communism took over both the other two isms. The plastic bubble car has been built and is awaiting only a better network of roads. Women are all but naked and are even now wearing topless bathing suits.
Madzimai iko zvaizvi zvatoshama vakutopfeka zvipfeko zvepasi chete kumusoro vanenge vasina chinhu.
Just the other day I saw a magazine, the very dress that I saw in vision, if you can call it a dress. It was a plastic transparent type of cloth with three darkened spots that covered both breasts in a small area, and then there was a dark place like a small apron below.
Rimwe zuva ndakaona mumagazine rimwe dress sengera ndakanyatsoona muchiratidzo chairo kana uri kurida kuti rinzi dress.
And says the Catholic Church is on the rise.
Kereke chikatorike yapo kusimuka.
We have had one Catholic president.
Takawana Catholic president.
And we will no doubt have another.
Aripo mumwe chikatorike ari kuuya futi.
My. No, my time is running out.
Nguva yangu yapera.
Now we see in many places the
prophet
says five of those visions have been fulfilled.
Ah, then put five. Yes, that's 7. Zvakadzadzikiswa.
Amen. And what you said?
Chasara.
Amen. Powerful woman rising in America.
Inyaya mudzimai uya nasimba chisimuka mu America.
Now let's go to the 7th week of Daniel.
Tia book in 7th week of Daniel.
610806. Right. He starts by saying this car coming on the scene.
Hans mota ichiuya
bringing five things out of the seven.
Zvakuita kuti pakwane zvinhu zvishanu.
That has happened exactly.
Zvaitika sezvaizvo.
Now he speaks of the sixth vision.
Vorum soro pechi radzo chishanu.
Now I predict.
Zvino kuti
and have said
ndikati
I saw a great woman stand up.
Ndakaona mudzimai mukuru achisimuka.
Beautiful looking.
Aitika zvakaka.
Dressed in real highly royal like purple.
Akapfeka hanzu dzeutongi dzepepo.
I got little parenthesis down here. She was a great ruler in the United States.
Ndakatozvinyora pasi pano muma brackets kuti anga ari mutongi mukuru kuAmerica.
Perhaps the Catholic Church.
Kuda inangova kereke chikatorika.
A woman, some woman I don't know.
Mudzimai mumwe mudzimai handinyatsoziye.
I don't know. It will be the Catholic Church. I don't know. I can't say. Only thing I seen, I seen the woman. That was all. Remember, she described the woman. I saw a great woman stand. Beautiful looking. Dressed in real, highly royal like purple. Amen. Hold on to that. Right. The message from that time.
Who get it from that time?
607:16. Remember.
Thus
saith the Lord.
Jehovah.
There will be a woman before the end time.
padzimayachatonga paguma
Africa. She will either be president,
achangari president,
vice president,
vice president,
or it will be the Catholic Church as a woman.
Kana kuti kereke ichikatorike semudzimai.
I have seen her.
Ndakamuona.
A great woman.
Mudzimai.
And the nation bowed to her. It will be the one before the end time. Thus saith the Lord. Write it down and find out, you young people. See if it happens. If it isn't, I am a false prophet. Now, you see, the prophet is describing this woman. She will be either president,
Achangari president,
or a vice president,
Kana president,
or it will be the Catholic Church.
Kana kereke chikatorike.
And the world saw Kamala
Harris, Kamala Harris,
the vice of America,
vice president of America,
when was office. Brother, she was dressed in real, highly royal like blue. Look at that, brother, sister. And the brother says, either be president or vice president.
President
today, that's the vice president of America.
Vice president of America.
When she was sworn in, the prophet says, I saw her. I saw her. Dressed in real, highly royal blue purple. A great woman. There she is. Now that's the sixth vision. A great woman. And the scriptures have compound meaning.
Magwaro.
Of course, we know it also refers to the Roman Catholic Church. You see, all the presidents that are coming in. When it got into
power,
I read myself. We want to restore the authority that the Roman Catholic had. Now, looking at the seven visions, the statement that the prophet made, this is what he said. The Lord Jesus spoke to me and said that the coming of the Lord was drawing
nigh.
But that before he came, seven men transpired. But when you look closely, you'll see that the six visions happen before he comes to take the bride. And we start the going away of the bride, which is connected to these events. Six visions have been fulfilled. But the seventh vision happens after the bride is gone. So where are we, brother, sister? The seventh vision. You are not going to see the seventh vision. No. That vision happens when the bride is gone. Right, the Queen of Sheba. Message 0503. God is no respecter of persons, of nations or people. He loves the sinner. But he had sinned. And we are doomed. Just mark that you who are taking notes. That I said it. There is nothing left for America but judgment. That's all. She just get ready for it. But we have this consolation. But the church will be gone before judgment comes. God promised it. And the prophet is praying in the Message Theatre and Age. 60:12:08. He says, before one drop of water fell, Noah was in the ark. Before the fire could strike Sodom, Lot was gone. Father, we believe, before the atomic powers ever blow this earth to pieces,
The
church will be gone. We are so glad, Lord. We know that the bombs are hanging in the hangars tonight. And we can look towards heaven and see the Son of Man rising from his throne to start towards the earth for the rapture of his church. And we know that his precious feet won't touch this sinful earth at that time. For as Rebecca rode the camel and jumped off the camel right between the house of Abraham, out in the field she met her bridegroom. Oh God, and the church will meet, amen, our bridegroom in the air. My. Oh God, help us tonight, Lord. Says, give us sweetness of your. Take all bitterness and indifference away from us. May we be so melted with the Holy Spirit. Let the angel of God rule tonight. Right, I'll give you the last quotation of Influence 63:11-30. But when that picks up that atomic bomb.
Ah, see, no. Bomb atomic.
Screen here, paino zubata. Kuti bomb riara akuya. Amen. When the screen picks up that atomic bomb, and every one of them is going to be to turn loose. The church will be gone before that time. So if that could happen any minute, and the church has to go before that happens, how far is it off?
Remember,
he heard this explosion. He turned. And saw the land of America. It was all debris, craters and ashes. Russia, the communists, has a bomb pointed right towards it to the end. Don't worry, it's coming. It will be here. With your name wrote it. It will go into powder in 1 second. All nation. Let's stand upon our feet. God help us. Remember
Enoch?
A type of the bride. Amen. Jude chapter 1, verse 14. Enoch, the seventh from Adam. And it's the seventh church age. That is the rapture test. A people that are not going to see death, but they're going to be translated. Because remember, Enoch was translated. That is not see death and was not found. Because God translated him. But before his translation, he had a testimony that he pleased God. Amen. Signs of the times are everywhere. Hallelujah. Where are we at, brothers, sisters? It's not time to fuss about who is this and that. As ministers of the gospel, amen, of this message, let's get the church ready. Amen. Christ says, who then is the faithful and wise servant? Whom his Lord hath made the ruler of his household to give them meat in due season. Amen. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, finds him doing so. But and if that evil servant shall say, in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, appoint his portion with the hypocrites. Amen. God help us. Signs of the times are everywhere. Can we sing that song? You want to give your life to Christ? Amen. You may raise your hand, sister. Wherever you are, say, Lord,
Tishe.
I don't want to be left behind.
Kusa.
When you come to take your bride.
Pamno
one of these days, the door is going to be closed. People will still be coming to church. People will pretend. Amen. Being saved. But it will be too late. But while he's calling brother, sister, won't you come?
How
so we sing this song? Signs of the times are everywhere. Amen. Signs of the times are everywhere, and there's a brand new healing in the air.
Someone saying, Lord, I need a revival in my heart. I want to be shaken in my heart. I had relaxed. But I'm realizing, coming back to you, help me.
You
found grace for me. I am a child of the light. That day will not come to me like a child of the night. Come to a time of prayer. We, I see a sister coming up. Let's pray for
15 minutes.
Commit yourselves to the Lord. Pray to the Lord who's in our midst. You have responded.
We
will hear you.
Baba vedu muri kumusoro kudenga. Tino uweri posu wenye masikati ahana. Tino kutenda itensi. Tino kudakwenye ashazeni. Zamakati wanira isu mazwane kupedisira. Profitano titaurira. It's a terrible time to the unbeliever. Nekutimguwe kutongwa nguwe kuparara. Watarisana nayo. It's a glorious time to the believer. Tenzi wakanaka tinoza kuti zuva retidzikindu wakwedu rashika. Ichokwadi yakanga iripo nguva yainzi nguva isati yakwana. Asi ise patinotarisa zvose izvi, Baba zvinotiratidza kuti nguva pachisina. Ndosaka tiri kuona zvimwe zviratidzo zvose kuti zvadzikiswa. Hatisi kuratitarisira Ishe makanaka fulfillment of that seventh vision. Nekuti tinoona Ishe makanaka. Kuti iyoyo kuzoitika kwayo mwenga unenge wabva panyika pano. Saka zvinotisiya tiri papi Ishe. Tinonamata kunokukumbirai. Kuti zunguzai kereke yenyu. Tinonamata nokukumbira. Kuti peputsai vana venyu. Unzai we desperation. Mukati nekereke yenyu tenzi. Kuti tisadekare. Ishe wangu patinotarisa upenyu hwenyu. Muchiedza cheshoko renyu. Baba makanaka kana zvichidanira. Baba kugadzirisana ama neama hanzvadzi nehanzvadzi. Ishe makanaka tibatsirei kuva nerudo rwechokwadi. Muprofita wakatitaurira, nothing short of perfect love will enter there. Kana tichiona mukati medu tisati tava nendo rwakadaro
nokuti unopinyangwa mulenge wako tinoziva kuti we are not rapture material nokuti makataura mhandu yevanoenda ikoko ndosokumbirai tibatsirei tenzi tinouya pamberi peusuwo kumasikati ano vakawanda venyu vasimudza maoko vari kudavira kwamuri vamwe vari kukugamuchirai vamwe vasati vakuzivai musimba rekumuka kwenyu tinoti vakamuchirei nokuvatambira muvazadze nomweya muchene vamwe vanodawo yerefiling vamwe vari kuda kudzoreredzwa vanga vakunzwa kudekara nokutonhora asi vanamata nokukumbira kuti dzoreredzaiwo tenzi mukati mevana venyu tinamanoko wenyu unogara nesu kuti tive cheishe mwari anofadzwawo nesu nokuadza pakati pedu mukati meupenyu mukati medzimba dzedu tichiona vakomana upenyu huchishandurwa vachinzwa kuda mwari uyu vasikana vokutsva pane kumanikiswa kuri panyika asi makataura tikatora shoko iri rinoita defeat Satan anywhere I mean whatever condition ndosaka tiri kuda vakomana ishe vane zivo yeshoko ramwari vasikana vane zivo yeshoko ramwari tinozai makataura zvimwe zvose zvinowedziwa nokuti makataura chinhu chokutanga kutsvaka umambo wokudenga nakurura makwavo tinokutendai kuti mune hanya nevana venyu munoita provide our needs muri Jehovha Jaire Jehovha Rafa ishe makanaka tinokutendai muri zvose kuvana venyu kutswa ino kusingaperi tinokutendai masikati ano maita henyu baba tinonamata nokuisa zvinhu zvose izvi muroko rwenyu muzita rinokosha zita raishe uri Jesu Kristu amen and amen thank you Lord Jesus thank you Father thank you Lord thank you Jesus
Bless
you.
We've come to the end of our service.
Tine urombo, taranguva.
We apologize for the time.
Kufure yandiruda kuedza chaizvo kuti ndibate. Tinotenda kuti kunzwa mazvinotibatsira.
But I believe whatever we're hearing will help us.
Amen. Katiende kudzimba dzedu.
Let's go homes.
Tine mufakoneswa kwedu.
With the joy of our salvation.
Amen. Tine nhaka iyi yatakapiwa.
The inheritance that we got.
Amen. The praise, you know Paul says we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Paul ti nhaka iyi tidayo mumidziyo yevhu.
Amen. God bless you.
Shakuropa fadzei.
God bless the brother sister next to you.
Ropa fadza amara jadzipeo.
Amen. Amen. Tinamadzira service ye Sunday.
Pray for that God will come into us.
Amen.
Atsabetikana. We need to pray for one another.
Amen. Sakanganwe ma midweek.
Don't forget.
Sister Nova, we are your sister Chiponega. I think we can come forward.
Sister Chiponega.
Just bear with us a few minutes. We want to pray for the sister. We just want to lay hands on her because of her illness. Amen. The great physician is here listening. That's
all.
Tinotenda Mwari wedu anopodza zvirwere zvose.
We believe that our Lord heals all.
Amen. He is still Jehovah Rapha.
Vachiri Jehovah Rapha.
Amen. Chakumbira the deacons can come forward.
Madeacons,
you can come forward.
Madeacon uya imberi.
Mata kana uri po zvakare siri kunzwa zvakanaka amen kubatira chikumbiro chako pamwoyo pako tinotenda kuti Mwari vanogona kubatira uko uri ikoko vatikuona kune vamwe vauya ngavauye zvavo amen kana usingakwanisi kudya pavanomira havo tinovanamatira amen
God bless you.
Ishamro mafadzei.